Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to another episode of Buffalo Happy Hour. My name is Derek, and today I am reviewing Flavier's Advent Calendar, Day 23. We are winding down. We have two more. If you haven't been following me on this whole journey from Flavier Advent Calendar, Day 1, I highly recommend you go back and check those out. It was a very interesting process. This has been very cool, and we'll do a whole review of it later on. But today is Day 23. This is coming out slightly darker than yesterday's. Yesterday's was a budget Irish whiskey coming out of Ireland, obviously. Irish whiskey, nailed it. But it was corn-focused, which was pretty shocking to me. You don't see a lot of corn-focused Irish whiskeys out there, so this one is kind of shocking. This is darker, but I would not say it's super dark. This is more in line with that first couple that we did today. More on that like dark gold or light gold, dark yellow gold type situation here. Let's give her a smell. A lot of honey, a lot of caramel, some toffee. Almost like a pine nut, too. And oak. I don't know if I said oak already. And that black licorice. Black licorice and almost like a walnut or some sort of nutty. This is a pretty dynamic nose. When it makes me stop and think because there's so many flavor notes, I like that. The whole point of whiskey for me and Mike when we talk about this is to slow down. Whiskey, cigars, like that type of drink or activity, I guess, makes you live in the moment. You really, for quality whiskey or some of these you can argue that aren't quality, but for drinking whiskey neat, you really shouldn't be slamming them down and taking shots of it. It should be an appreciation for the craft. There's a lot of time that goes into making this. Longer than most products. Some of these take 4 years, 5 years at a minimum, some up to 30. So drinking whiskey should be something to appreciate. And when you get a nose, especially, that makes you appreciate, because it's so deep, I tend to appreciate that. So I'm going to go B on the nose. Initial taste. And then it lost me on the taste. The nose was very dynamic. The taste is very Kentucky. I have no idea if this is Kentucky. Could be MGP. But this is giving me Kentucky. Typical flavor notes. I mean, all those nutty characteristics are not coming through on the taste for me. Nutty, anise, licorice, all that is not coming through. This is tasting like a very traditional Kentucky whiskey where it is splintered wood, a little bit of spice, spiky, where it kind of like almost is carbonating in your mouth. It's not a carbonated product, but it feels like it is because of all the proof that's just stabbing your tongue in your mouth in different spots. It is pretty viscous, so I would say that this is probably a 4 or 5 year product, which makes me think with it being this viscous, it's leaning me more towards that as an MGP mash bill, but aged in somewhere else, like a Kentucky or like a somewhere south. Georgia, maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking that this is probably Kentucky, though. I'm getting a lot of similar characteristics that I do. A lot of heavy vanilla, heavy caramel. But that nose was very pleasant, and now the taste is very disappointing. So nose, I think I said B or something like that. Initial taste, I'm going to go C minus. Any note, I'm probably going to go C plus. Any note's a little bit better. It's a little more viscous to me. It doesn't taste as traditional as the initial taste, but that's solely based off the fact that it's very viscous, and I like viscous whiskey. I like when the whiskey covers the entire mouth and it stays with you for a very long time. That's an experience that I like to have when I drink whiskey. But other than that, kind of getting a slightly grainy note to it. But I think this is probably your typical 74% corn, 20% rye, 6% malted barley mash bill that's aged in Kentucky. Maybe even like a higher rye, just because of those nose notes. But it does taste pretty buttery too. This could be a 4-grain product, actually, now that I think of it. Like, it includes both all corn, rye, wheat, and malted barley. I can see that.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Because there is some buttered toast to there, too. And it does kind of, when you get in a situation like this, I always think of, like, what is this whiskey trying to be? And for this product here, I feel like it's not so ingrained in that bourbon vein that it's almost trying to be the master of all, or the jack of all trades, but the master of none. I've said that like 17 times during this Flavia review. But when I get that tasting profile, I go to 4-grain because it's like, you know, it'd be really cool. What if we threw all this together into one and then put it out there? I just don't think that's a very good business idea because, again, you're kind of taking things that are supposed to be specialties in their own, like a high wheated product or a high rye product or something like that, and now you're blending them together so it's neither high rye nor high wheat, and it's a combination of both that doesn't really do anything for the end consumer. This could not be a 4-grain, but that's what it's reminding me of. Maybe 100 proof. Maybe this is another bottle and bond thing, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And final rating, I'm going to go 77. It's Kentucky. I mean, we'll see if it is or not, but this tastes Kentucky to me. It just tastes very typical. Let's go to this. Yep. Nailed it. We've actually had this one on the show, too. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the final stretch into our Advent voyage, we're touching down in Louisville, Kentucky for the second time, no less. Second time. I feel like we've touched down in Louisville, Kentucky like 117 times. Known as the gateway of bourbon country, Louisville doesn't just produce bourbon, it defines it. I feel like I'm on a set of Landman right now. Just kidding, that's Texas. This is Heaven's Door Whiskey, a masterpiece co-piloted by Bob Dylan. Crushed that accent. I'm just so good at this stuff. So there's another Kentucky product. Called it. It tastes like it. Does it tell you the mash on this? Double barrel whiskey. I will say the cool thing about this product, which we obviously don't have here because of finished in custom tonnellery Rideau barrels. What the hell is tonnellery Rideau? Is that a wine? I've never heard of that wine before. Tonnellery Rideau. No, it's a Rideau. It's a cooperage. Okay, so it's still oak. What's the mash bill of this? Heaven's Door Double Barrel Whiskey. Heaven's Door Double Barrel. Double Barrel! Like Bob Dylan. Heaven's Door. I gotta stop doing this. Good thing I only have one more left. Double Barrel Mash. Blending two Tennessee bourbons, so it is Tennessee, not is it Tennessee? No, it's Kentucky, right? Revelation. I know they have a Tennessee whiskey product. Revelation. I thought this one was Kentucky, though. So it blends two straight bourbons and a rye. Okay, so it's not a four grain. It's just a big blended product that... I don't know why people do this. I really don't. I understand that people want to be different, and I applaud trying it, but... I don't know. I just think that you're... Especially in Kentucky, you're taking what is supposed to stand out, blending it all together, and now it's tasting even more like everything else. I don't know. But this is coming from somebody that really likes single barrels and store picks. And when you start mass blending stuff together, and then it, not only mass blending, but now mass blending already mass blended mash bills together, because you're taking two rye whiskey products and two bourbon and a rye. Now you're combining all these flavors into one. Blenders have a special place. They definitely do. But I think that it sometimes they do a disservice, because you're taking away all the individual characteristics and you're basically playing eugenics with whiskey, where you're just like, I don't like this taste. Let's blend in more of this type of whiskey. And it's just, I don't know. I don't see the appeal for it. What is the pricing on this? I think if I remember correctly, this is like close to 50. Oh no, $31.99. Okay, so this is very affordable. I mean, for that price, why not? I think that this is, it's got enough tasting notes where it gives you at least something to enjoy. Now, if you've had enough Kentucky whiskey, will you enjoy this? I don't know, but it's a decent enough product. For $31, I would have this in my collection, but that kind of stops it. Yeah! Appreciate your time today. I really enjoyed going through this one with you. Had this before, let me know in the comments down below what your thoughts are, and we'll see you tomorrow for the last day 24 of the Advent Whiskey Calendar. We appreciate you all tuning in today, and please remember to always drink your fun to begin with the pain.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100 year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.